Film music, written by Paul Tonks, read by Victoria Gaskell Watkins. Chapter 1. You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet. Whether you're someone who has just discovered film music, someone obliged to learn more for educational purposes, or a long-standing geek fan, this book is respectfully yours. Compiled here is an introduction to the film composer's craft in chronological order. Each chapter takes a period in history and name-checks the writers who made a difference, and observes what was happening in the industry to make differences warranted and possible. The names go by fast, but hopefully with cross-referencing and album recommendations at the end, the most important ones stay in the memory. Whenever music is written to support something else, it is called applied, as opposed to pure. So its categorization as applied music helps give a literal answer. For our purposes, a more specific definition is that it's music applied to support the action of a theatrically released film. New songs are written, old ones are reused, classical pieces are quoted from, and sometimes the sound effects themselves are deemed music. All of these will be mentioned in context, but it's the work of the film composer that's concentrated on. Begin by asking yourself the following questions. What makes a title scroll of a Star Wars movie exciting? Why is the tiny dot of a camel in vast desert sand so beautiful in Lawrence of Arabia? What's so frightening about a delivery man appearing on the horizon at the end of Seven? Why is Scarlett O'Hara's sunset silhouette so heartbreaking in Gone with the Wind? Why do we jump at Sydney opening an empty closet door and scream? In Vertigo, how do we know that Madeline is...